You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Jesus Obong Amana, Jesus our Lord, is born today. Rejoice and sing. He's born today, and there's reason to be glad. That's a beautiful Christmas greeting, isn't it? I'm Oswald Hoffman, and I just want to tell you that those were boys and girls from Nigeria who sang that Christmas greeting for you. We hope you will stay tuned, because they have a lot more to tell about Christmas in Nigeria.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. For many years, Christians from other countries have been sending missionaries to Nigeria to share the good news of Jesus Christ with the people there. Earlier this year, Dr. Oswald Hoffman flew to Nigeria to give the Christians there an opportunity to return the favor by sending to the whole world a message of their love for Jesus. We of the International Lutheran Layman's League are pleased to let their message be our official greeting to you for Christmas 1975. One of the League's 18 overseas production centers is in Obadiam, Nigeria. During Dr. Hoffman's visit there, our studio technicians recorded various conversations and bits of music to show how Christmas is celebrated by Christians in that country. In Nigeria, as in other areas of the world, music is an important part of the Christmas celebration. First, let's listen as manager Udo Etok tells about some of the musical instruments you will hear on our program.
In my country, very few of the big churches and cathedrals can afford organs and pianos. But happily, in the last few years, a new trend has developed in church music and instrumentation. Side by side with Western-type songs have developed native choruses utilizing traditional instruments, such as call it a music box. It consists of a big box with a slit across the top and metal bars of various lengths arranged across the slit to give varying notes. Or the drum, the basic instrument in this orchestra. And then there is this. And that is the musical pot. It's really only an earthen pot with two openings. When the player hits the open palm over one opening, the air goes out the other opening, producing the beautiful sound. And then, of course, there is the inevitable rattle. And that consists of a dried gourd with beads woven on thread loosely around the gourd, so that when the player hits the beads, they rattle. And then there is the gong. Which is perhaps familiar to you. And finally, we have the timekeeper. Beautiful. Two wooden rods hit against each other to keep time for the players. Well, those are the instruments we use in our churches. When we put them together, you have choruses such as you are now listening to.
That song done in the Efik language, the major language of the southeastern state of Nigeria, says, "The angels above are rejoicing. Let us here on earth join them in celebrating." And that is, of course, in obvious reference to the Christmas story. The last song on this tape comes from the Kukele tribe. Kukele, that's spelled K-U-K-E-L-E, Kukele. And that is in the northern part of the southeastern state, where missionaries are making a breakthrough in reducing the languages there to writing. The Gospel of St. Mark has just been published in that language. And this song is a Christmas song which is produced there in the Kukele language. And this is what it says. "Let the whole world rejoice. The King of the world is born. Today we all are rejoicing. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has come to save mankind."
Now we invite you to hear about some Nigerian Christmas customs. Dr. Oswald Hoffman calls this part of the program, "Sorry for Your Trip."
In every Nigerian village I visited, I was greeted by people who said, "Sorry for your trip." They were glad to see me. They were friendly. Yet they said, "Sorry for your trip." At first, I tried to put their words and their sincere hospitality together, and I didn't understand exactly what they meant. They were glad I came, but they were sorry for the inconveniences and discomforts of the trip. Eventually, I realized that their greeting, "Sorry for your trip," meant they were glad I had gone to the trouble to visit them. As I got to know the people of Nigeria and talked to them about their Christmas customs, I began to recognize their usual greeting, "Sorry for your trip," as a good description of their life and their worship, their Christmas worship. These fine people celebrate Christmas with real enthusiasm through music, gift-giving, and even swimming as part of their Christmas festivities. We'll let you hear some Nigerian children describe the fun of Christmas in just a little bit. But I also want you to notice how they recognize the serious side of Christmas. As they talk about the birth of Christ, they remember that he came also to suffer and die for them. They're glad he came because in him they have salvation. And so they greet him with an attitude that says, "Sorry for your trip. Sorry, Jesus, that it was our sins that made it necessary for you to be born in a stable in Bethlehem. Sorry, Jesus, that it was our failures that made it necessary for you to take our place and die. We're sorry it was necessary, dear Jesus, but we're glad you did it. Sorry for your trip." Most of the songs the children sang are in their own language, but they did one in English for me. Their music can be a channel back to Nigeria for you, so come along. I guarantee you won't be sorry for the trip.
Are you ready? The Savior is coming. The Savior is coming. Are you ready? The Savior is coming. The Savior is coming.
Studio at Obet Edom in southeastern Nigeria. I have four children with me here in the studio. One is Francisca, another is Joseph, a third is Elphis, he's a boy, and the fourth is Nsa, and she's a girl. And Christmas is an exciting time for children, isn't it? You find it that way, Nsa?
Yes.
What do you do at Christmas time?
At Christmas time, we go to church. When we come back from the church, we eat our meals. After that, we play and go to Father Christmas. When we come back from Father Christmas, we will go and swim, and the parents will stand and watch, and she will be the first.
Do you have any decorations in the house at Christmas time, Elvis?
Yes, sir.
What kind are they?
My father and mother will go and cut some Christmas trees, and then they'll put it in a pot with some manure. That's before Christmas. Then on Christmas Day, the tree will have been grown. And then they will put some decorations on it. And then they will light some candles. And sometimes the candles will go off and on.
Is that what you do in your house too, Joseph?
Yes.
And what else do you do at Christmas time?
When we come back from church, our father and our mothers, They take out our gifts and pretend as if they are not gifts. Some children know that they are gifts, and some children do not know.
Why do your parents give you presents at Christmas time, Francisca?
They give us presents for us to remember Jesus was born on Christmas Day. And sometimes they give us presents to make us happy. And we'll be happy that Jesus Christ is born to save us.
And Elvis, how do those presents make you happy?
It's not really the presents that makes me happy. It's because Jesus Christ was born.
And what do you do on Christmas Day?
On Christmas Day, my small brothers will send greeting cards to me, and I send back to them with a letter with some of my toys. And they'll be happy there. And they write a letter to me that they have taken the toys I sent to them, and they're happy. And my father will be happy with me till Christmas.
Do people bring them to the house?
Sometimes people post them in letters. If somebody is in the village you are living, he can walk on foot and come to you, or in a car. And they can bring presents for you sometimes. And sometimes they bring some greeting cards on the picture. They show how Mary was giving birth to Jesus Christ.
We'll be back with more about Nigerian Christmas customs. But now let's listen to a musical greeting card, Nigerian style. This is the Nigerian version of the well-known hymn, Brightest and Best of the Sons of the Morning, Yara Mitashi Damuna Mayawa. Again are our good friends in Obet-Edom, Nigeria. Elfis tells us what Nigerian children do for their parents at Christmas time.
If you're a girl, you will clean the house for them. And sometimes if you're a big boy, you could go with your father and cut down some Christmas trees.
You do that too, Francisca?
Yes. Yes, sir, but I
don't go. My brother Joseph sometimes follows our father to cut the tree. Then we put it in a pot, and we put sand inside and manure, and we put water. We plant the tree inside it. Then on Christmas Day, the tree will grow. Some people will buy electric bulbs, and then with wires, they put it around the tree. So one time, the light will put on yellow, green, red, blue, and so on.
Put the greeting card right in the tree.
And some you put rope across the walls and put greeting cards there.
Why does the birth of the baby Jesus mean so much to you, Sir?
It's important to me because the baby Jesus was born so that he will suffer for me.
Do you know about that too?
Why I like Jesus is that he was born to save me. And when I was born to this world, I could not see him, but I understand that he saves us. And he makes us to be in this world till today.
What does Jesus mean to you, Francisca?
Jesus is so important to me because if Jesus was not in the world, we could have suffered. There wouldn't be anybody to die for us, for God to forgive our sins. So when Jesus was born, he wanted to die because he was kind. He wanted to die and save us from hell.
Well, I tell you, we say to people all over the world, a happy Christmas to you. A happy Christmas to you, Elvis and Insa and Joseph and Francisca. Merry Christmas to you.
Same to you.
In Jesus, who is our Savior.
Every year as we do these Christmas specials in countries throughout the world, I discover that children are just great in expressing the real meaning and purpose of Christmas. Those children in Nigeria are simply beautiful. So now let's listen to the children as they sing another Christmas song. This one is in Hausa, one of the languages of northern Nigeria.
Zoyanua muje batalami
Bunendada
Hai puasa abin alaji bine
Damamaki
Hai puasa abin alaji bine Muna ya, Muna da Muna Shabo da Puasa.
Hallelujah,
Gao Mangijimu.
My pastor,
Hallelujah, Gao Mangijimu.
You are listening to Christmas in Nigeria, a special presentation of the International Lutheran Layman's League.
With me in the studio at Obot Edom, in the southeastern part of Nigeria, are five young people, Dora and Ansa, both of whom are girls, Chidi, who is a young man, Margaret, who is a girl, and Imo, who is a young man. Margaret and Imo come from the Lutheran High School here in Obot Edom, and Dora and Ansa and Chidi come from the School of Science in Uyo, which is just a little ways away from Obot Edom. Dora, there's quite a bit of preparation, isn't there, for Christmas in Nigeria?
Yes.
What do they do?
They'll get to the market, they'll buy presents for the wife and the children. A son would like to present something to the mother, that's in the working class people. And some fathers will buy special meal, like the yam, the rice, fresh. They keep it for the day. In the church, about 2 weeks to the Christmas day, they start preaching about the birth of Christ. They start it from the time the prophet prophesies. Most churches organize evening meetings, prayer meetings, to get the people understand the prophecy about the birth of Christ and why and when it came to be fulfilled. And around the 24th of December, the people get the palm front. They prepare it nicely and place it outside, and some churches do it also.
And Ansa, what do you do on Christmas Eve?
There's a bit of dancing, getting prepared for the morning service, and, you know, everybody's in the mood of Christmas. Everybody tying up presents, hiding somewhere to give on Christmas Day.
How do you hide presents?
Maybe in one's room or box or something, you know.
And then on Christmas Day, what happens?
On the Christmas Day, everybody putting on new dresses, going to church. And after service, come back, eating a special type of meal, going out on picnics or to the beach. Then coming home, going out on parties and things. But I think this is quite a different case for Christians.
And Margaret, why do you give presents at Christmas time?
To show the love I have for them. Not that you don't give things to people before the Christmas.
Yes.
But one would always recall the occasion that brought about the gift.
And what was that?
The Christmas.
Well, T.D., I think you have something to say about that.
Well, it's not really what I would say originated from Nigeria as a nation, but I would like to think that it's something they copied from outside. One, if one looks at Nigeria, one will discover that, you know, it was once under the hand of some people. Some people came and made it their own colony. And evidently, there are some traces of the culture of those people which still have its impact on the people of Nigeria.
What do you think about Christmas, Imo?
The main thing about Christmas is that Christmas is a time for giving. A rich man may call a poor man into his house and then entertain him. Then a poor man, if he has something, can give to another man. A brother will reconcile with a brother. And then a father will give his sons gifts. A mother will try to buy all sorts of things and give the children presents. The children will try to surprise the fathers by giving them something in return, which the father didn't expect.
What did you give your father?
I gave my father a pair of shoes.
What did your father give you?
He gave me a suit.
What do you celebrate on Christmas Day? What does it mean to you?
I've really come out to believe that I shouldn't take Christmas in that very way. I believe that why Christ came into the world was that he might deliver people from their sins, and that he might send our true joy and everlasting joy, and that he might really convey that message that we make man to be free from all those things which he is really bearing, the old nature in man. So that on Christmas, I've always thought it to be a time one should reflect. If one were to ask himself a question, what does Christ mean to me? Oh, Christ came that he might save me from my sins. Christ came as Lord and Savior. But is he really the Lord and Savior in my life? So as a Christian, I thought Christmas to be a time when I get down to think about God. I get in my room, I read my Bible, I try to have a good fellowship with God. And you see, I've always come out with joy. I'm not getting myself mixed up with the rowdy movement and noise which doesn't really feed my soul.
We'll talk some more with our Nigerian teenagers, but first listen to the kind of Christmas hymn that a boy or girl might sing in Nigeria while reflecting on the meaning of Christmas. Please pay close attention as Margareta tells us how she feels about Christmas.
That was the day that Christ came into the world to die for us and to deliver us from our sins. And some people, they don't take Christmas as anything. They just take it as the day of merriment. As for myself, partly for God and partly for merriment, I enjoy and then I go back to God.
Is that the way you look at Christmas too, Imo?
Yes, Christmas is a very interesting time because during the Christmas season, all the people have Christmas fever and then they are usually happy, and some people even go to the extent of trying to please their enemies and also all others by trying to be friends with them, trying to give them things to make them happy. Also, the fathers gather their young ones together and tell them stories about Christmas days. And also that day, they'll go to the church to go and thank the Lord for keeping them throughout the year up to the Christmas day, and then asking God to keep them to see another Christmas day again.
I think that that's a wonderful thing. Well, you have a little bit of a picture of how Christmas is observed in Nigeria, in some ways very similar to that of other parts of the world, and in some ways very different. And I want to thank you, Imo and Margaret, who are from the Lutheran High School here at Obut Edom in southeastern Nigeria, and Chidi, a fine young man, and two fine young women, Ansa and Dora, who come from the School for Science in Uyo, which is just a little bit away from Obut Edom. You're very fine young people. And I want to say to you right now, Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas in Christ, our Savior. I'm glad you could make this trip with us to Nigeria and learn about the Christmas customs of these fine people. And I'm glad you could listen in on my conversations with those young Christians. I ask you to remember their greeting. Sorry for your trip. It is their statement of repentance and of faith. As you worship the Christ child in the manger this year, remember that his birth led him also to suffer and die. Sorry for your trip, Lord. But death led him to resurrection and a new life for us all. We're glad you made the trip, Lord. Merry Christmas, Lord.
You have been listening to Christmas in Nigeria. As a memento of this program, we of the International Lutheran Layman's League would like to send you a full-color photograph called The Joyful Sounds of Christmas. It is a composite picture of Nigerian children playing and singing their praises to the newborn Savior. If you wish, we shall be happy to supply you with a printed transcript of the interviews between Dr. Oswald Hoffman and the Nigerian young folks heard on our program. Please send your letter of request to the Lutheran Hour, St. Louis, Missouri, 63139. Christmas in Nigeria has been a mass media presentation of the International Lutheran Layman's League. Mm-hmm.